it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Man.
Here we go, about to hit a Tuesday right in the face, but not with a fist, with a pie. You know, you don't be violent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You hit it in the face. More studio!
Morning!
You still drinking all your water, Amy?
Yeah. Check out this bad boy.
Oh, wow. That's a large... Like, I have my... I'm going to take a drink of water right now. And so...
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay hydrated, and I have a bottle of... How big does this water look to you?
I don't know, 23?
Looks, yeah, right? It's bigger than 16.
Ounces.
And I'm over here intimidated by mine, and then Amy pulls out what looks like the largest mason jar I've ever seen of any liquid whatsoever. It's like when they were bootlegging Andy Griffith.
Yeah. It does. It looks like moonshine, but water. Well, but yeah. I bring my water. Now that I got my home water filtered through the Culligan people, I don't buy bottled water anymore. I bring my own from home.
Well, look at you.
How
long is that going to last?
This right here?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like an hour or two. I may have to use the bathroom.
And your water intake last night, did you cut it because your husband said stop getting up out of bed in the middle of the night?
Yes, and I only got up once this time, so I'm getting better. I've got to just find a way to get in the water earlier. But yeah, my son and I, we cut ourselves off at the same time.
Oh, so you're like an 8-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah. I was reading this story about sleep. It says one of the best foods to eat that helps you sleep is cheese.
Ugh.
But it may help you sleep, but it does everything else wrong for you.
Yeah, like, it breaks me out.
Yeah, it gives you gas. Sometimes you can't use the bathroom.
Oh.
It puts on weight.
Yeah.
But listen, I love cheese. I have to limit it to about once every week or so. But it's a cheese because cheese contains the thing in turkey that they say make you fall asleep, the tryptophan.
Oh, yeah. So my husband, when he would fly in the Air Force, sometimes he would take his lunch for long flights. And sometimes he'd be like, we should do turkey sandwiches. He's like, can't have turkey on a flight. Make me tired.
Really? So he would have to think about that flying, like what food?
I didn't know if it was placebo or what, but I guess it's true. But he said, yeah, no. We don't, pilots, we don't eat turkey. I'm like, okay, I guess just to stay safe.
Yeah, good for him for thinking about that.
Yeah.
He's like, pilots, we don't blink. Our eyes may stay asleep, so we keep them awake.
Yeah, okay, so either eat turkey or cheese?
No. I'm just telling you what that said. I always look for sleep stories early in the morning. Not to keep people sleepy, but to give people ideas. But one of the best foods to also help you gain weight, cheese. So there you go. We'll put that in
awesome.
There, too. Now time for our... Hey, what do we call this? Because we have a piece of imaging now, too. Our quote of the day. Is that it? Here we go, Raymundo. Hit it, please.
Quote of the day.
Wow. Okay. To succeed in life, you need three things. A wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone. And Reba said that. Now let's talk about this for a second. You need the wishbone because you should always have large goals. Doesn't have to be career-oriented. Can be family-oriented. Can be health-oriented. You need the wishbone. You need the backbone to stand strong for what you believe in. And the funny bone basically to laugh at yourself. Because laughing at everything else is secondary.
I like it.
Because you can't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at anything. You're not allowed to. I've blocked you. So according to Reba, you need a wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone to succeed in life. But that's pretty fantastic.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. What's the key to succeeding in life for you, Amy?
That's like a really... I feel like a loaded question.
I would go perseverance if you were to ask me, because we all have humongous setbacks. All through our days and weeks and months, there are tiny to large setbacks constantly. And it's not when it's going to happen, but it's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen, and it's how you bounce back from that. So I would say that's the biggest key is perseverance.
I don't know why this is the first word that popped in my head when you said it, and I was reluctant to say right away because I was like, I feel like I need to think on this, but the first word was grace.
And that's what works for you.
Yeah.
Like allowing, like forgiveness, allowing others to
Well,
do
yeah.
Their.
And for everybody, for yourself, for others, and then how you handle yourself. Like that's, I don't know, that came to my head.
The only other thing that came to my mind when it's like, what do you need to survive is cheese.
Okay.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Bobby Bones
Show. All right. Tell me about this email.
Well, so our teachers are where my kids go to school. It's one-on-one stuff, sort of like a homeschool environment. And the teachers are very engaged with my husband and I. So we get email updates from the teachers often, and normally they're positive. But we got a negative one for sure.
So your son's 8.
Yeah. and it said, "Dear Mr. and Mrs. Brown, I need help with Stevenson so that he understands some behaviors are not acceptable. Today, his attitude in class was not acceptable. He told me that I looked like an old woman. I told him that I am older. However, that is not a nice thing to say. In addition, there have been some self-control issues concerning inappropriate talk and his bodily functions. Thanks." And then she signed her name. And so I was like, oh, shoot. Because, you know, of course, like at home, I don't know. We're trying to work on the whole farting thing.
He does fart all the time. Yeah. He thinks it's so funny.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're working on it. And we're like, you need to excuse yourself. Because, and then now it's just teaching that, like, things that we do at home and laugh about at home. Because Stevenson will sometimes, if he sees me, be like, "You look like an old lady. Like, Mom, you're an old lady." But I mean, the thing is, this teacher, she is older. Like, she's older than me. Like, she is old. I get what she's saying. She's like, she goes, I am old.
But
she
there
says
is
that.
Difference
I'm older.
In behavior that you do at home and then behavior you do at school.
Right.
Or work.
And so we're trying to, like, I want our house to feel like a safe, fun place for them. Like, I don't want it to be like, he can't ever be like, "Oh, old lady," like, haha. But I feel bad because I feel like some of that is from us joking. Like, after anytime they watch Coco, they tell me I'm Mama Coco, which is like the grandma in the movie. But it's like all in good fun. And then, like, of course, it's fun to, you know, play and be kids and talk about, I mean, boys will be boys, but yeah, there's a time and a place. And it's like teaching him, like, just because it's okay to do it at home sometimes doesn't mean you can go say it to anybody or strangers because they may find it disrespectful and it's not appropriate, like she's saying. So yeah, my husband.
How did you
respond to
her?
Oh, I think my husband did. I don't know. This is my response.
Oh, your response is on the air right now.
Shoot. I don't even know if
she
knows
what I do.
This
is how I react in relationships a lot of times. I'm like, you know what? I'll just do it on the air.
No, but the thing is, I'm really glad she emailed, and she is right. And I addressed it with Ben. We both had a talk with Stevenson. But I think my husband's actually the one. I hope somebody replied to her. I don't know.
It sounds like you think it's funny.
No, I don't. I think it's like... It's comical that I felt like parent of the year. Like, I was like, oh, shoot. Because anytime you get something that's negative about your kid, you have to look at yourself and be like, okay, where have we messed up? Because that's a reflection upon us. And what have we allowed in our home? Because, like, even, yeah, I mean, there's people that come over, like Mary, one of our best friends, that's like an aunt to the kids. Like, she came down with no makeup on the other day, and Stevenson was like, old lady. Like, I mean, and she laughs at it. We all laugh. And so then he thinks, like, oh, you know, it's okay
he's
to say.
He's being rewarded for his behavior, so he continues to want to get rewarded.
Right, whereas, so he's talking to her, and he's like, he's probably looking at her and thinking, like, oh, wow, you look like an old woman. And then she's like, that's unacceptable. And then he's probably like,
But it is unacceptable in a school.
It is.
To a
it's
teacher.
Totally. Yeah. And so we had that talk with him, and hopefully it'll correct and he'll know what's appropriate in public and what's okay for inside our home.
What's the plan to get them out of this private environment back to a normal school? Because if you're new to the show, Amy adopted her two kids a year and a half ago. I don't know. Time's
flying. Yeah, it's
been
a year, 4 months.
And English was a problem.
Yeah.
Is it still?
We're getting there. We're making progress. Tashira, definitely. I mean, we had a conference recently where the teachers felt like they were doing great and they were such a delight to teach. Well, except for maybe this teacher. But, I mean, they're making progress. But Tashira recently took a test to see if we were ready to get into the school we want them to go to. And I don't think she's there yet. But she's taken that test twice and several months apart. And the teacher that administered the test was like, oh, it's night and day. Like, she's getting there. But it's probably going to take another, you know, 9 months maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to do summer school, and then we'll go to the end of the year, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, thanks for the update.
Yeah. How would you handle it, Bobby? Daddy Bobby? I mean, I know you're not a parent, but you have good parenting tips.
You guys do let him fart all the time. Like,
no,
all the time.
I don't let him. And we're working on it. He now knows. He needs to excuse, because we realize it's an issue in public. So we're like, you need to excuse yourself and go to the bathroom.
Well,
or take your tablet and go sit down on the potty. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer Raymundo from The Glass Room with the news. Raymundo, what you got?
In tax news, the IRS says people are getting the refunds back in a little over a week. For status of your refund, just go to irs.gov. In California, they found the woman that was caught on video dumping those puppies in a dumpster. The video went viral, and she has been arrested. And finally, a popular app called Wi-Fi Finder, which helps people find nearby Wi-Fi, exposed the passwords of some 2 million networks. Officials announced you might want to change your Wi-Fi password just to be safe.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Sometimes we get some really interesting emails. I open up the mailbag here.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Dear Bobby, I recently found out through 23andMe that I have a 30-year-old son. And I'm going to meet him for the first time this weekend.
Oh, so he must be a guy.
Yeah. The quick backstory is that me and his mom barely knew each other. And when she had put him up for adoption, I had no idea any of this happened. So they hooked up.
Yeah.
She had a baby, didn't tell him. He found out through 23andMe. Oh, sorry. I don't really know how to feel about the whole thing. Like, how do I act around him? Do I try to make up for lost time and ask to see him a lot more, or just enjoy the little time that I get to see him and carry on with my life? Is he going to be upset with me? Bobby, I know you've experienced the other side of this with your biological father, and I wanted to get the input on the whole thing. Thanks. So, this is it. This is interesting on so many levels. The 23andMe thing, you find out you have a son. Your life is just like, your foundation is shaken.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you my quick story. I did not know my biological father. And a year and a half or so ago, I met him really for the first time since I was like 5 years old. And I did not pursue the tell me everything route, because I realized we were going to be at one lunch, and if we wanted to go a second or third or fourth, we would. But I didn't do the tell me why you've been gone my whole life. I was just like, hey, what's going on now? I felt like I gained more from that. It sounds like, though, this guy wants to have like a relationship with his son, if that allows. Even if that's the case, I think you just stick your toe in the water. Because you don't cannonball in until you kind of test out the temperature of the water. Because you don't know if he's mad at you. You don't know if he's sad. You don't know what the emotions are. So I love that you're going to meet him, and I bet he does too. But you're talking about two lives that have been living completely independent of each other, that now you found each other. And I would suggest that when you go, you sit down and you ask about right now, current. And if you want to get to all the past stuff, that's fine to do.
Well, and totally separate and aside from that, not to drag the 30-year-old kid into it by any means, but at some point, do you try to find the mom and be like, yo.
Like, why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if she's alive even.
Right.
I don't know the rest of the story.
Yeah, good question.
What do you think about that email? What do you think? What would you suggest?
I mean, what you did, I feel like you don't know what the kid is feeling. And even though he's 30 years old, there is a lot there. And with any kid that has an adoption story, if they don't know their birth parents, there's so many questions. And he hopefully will be excited to explore and know who you are. But if he's not, you kind of have to be okay with that.
You know, it's pretty wild. We both have stories in different ways. Like, I didn't know my biological. I still really don't have a relationship with him. I've seen him one other time. But now, you're an adoptive parent. Like, you're kind of on the other side of that, where I wonder, like, your kids are going to want to go.
Yes.
And meet theirs.
We will, in the future, when the time is right, have a relationship with their birth moms. And I know who they are, and I know about them, and I know how to get in contact with them. So we have, in our future, will be trips to Haiti for them to have a relationship, because they have other siblings too. I don't know for sure that Stevenson, my son, has other siblings, but my daughter has a brother. So her mom has a baby that she has. Ugh, crazy thoughts have come to my head sometimes where I'm like, what if she can't care for the baby? Do we try to get that baby? And then I kind of have another baby. But I mean, obviously she's able to care for her son, but then I worry about my daughter's thoughts of like, why am I here and my brother is with you and why couldn't you keep me? So that's the whole thing. Like, I want to be sensitive to that, but their birth fathers, I know nothing. Nobody, I know nothing. I don't even know what the moms know. So I'm very curious to talk to them.
It's funny that you mentioned that about her brother. I have a half brother that I don't really know.
Right.
Which is kind of weird from my biological father, who I don't really know. All this genetic stuff out there. But here's my advice. I'll wrap it up on this. Go. Obviously, you're going to go meet him. Just dip your toe in the water. Like, what's happening now? You don't have to dive into 30 years of history right now. All that's going to come out anyway through a relationship. That 23andMe changing up the game for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Appreciate the email. That's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, listen to this. This bride gets mad at her bridesmaid because she had this wedding. The wedding cost like $30,000. But she said, you ruined the whole wedding because the bridesmaid got a pixie cut because she cut her hair really, really short. And in the picture, she's in this real pixie cut. You know the pixie cut is Lunchbox?
No, I'm going to Google it.
It'd be like
let's
yours.
Say Bobby's haircut.
Let's say Lunchbox haircut.
Or, okay. Yeah. Both.
Yeah, it's just like a girl.
Like a really, really short, really
like a
short.
Dude cut.
Yeah. But it's called
Oh, that's
pixie.
Wrong of her.
Why?
Okay, hold on. So let me give you a little more, though, first. So she says, hey, you ruined the $30,000 wedding. You got a pixie cut. You ruined the pictures. And the girl who cut it donated the 48 inches in honor of her late cousin who had just died. So I'm just giving you all the facts. I'm giving you all the facts
awesome.
Here.
Yeah.
So, do you think that the girl ruined anything by cutting her hair for the wedding picture?
No. No. No, she was donating her hair.
You're like, I'm not being convinced. I'm just listening to your story.
Right. She was donating her hair. And how does her haircut ruin your wedding photo? You're only friends with someone because of their hair? Like, no. That's ridiculous. Silly.
Lunchbox?
Yes, she ruined the wedding. She wanted all the attention on herself. That's why she got that style of haircut. Why couldn't she wait till 2 days after the wedding? The hair donation still would have counted 2 days after the wedding. Instead, she wants to be up there and everybody would be like, man, look at that chick with the guy haircut. Man, she cut her hair kind of crazy.
That's because that's what people are looking at.
I don't know that it's about the guy haircut.
I'm just saying it's a different, it's a very noticeable haircut. If she just cut a couple of inches, no one would notice.
Well, she cut it to donate it.
Okay.
A couple inches doesn't matter.
Donate it after the wedding. You stole the spotlight from the bride. Pay the woman for the wedding.
Okay, I don't know if she got hair extensions and made her hair really long, would she be stealing the spotlight? Okay.
No one's going to notice long hair.
Let me say this. It's a tough one for me. I do have to a bit lean Lunchbox's way.
Yeah!
I'm shocked right now.
No. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Why couldn't she just wait a couple more days?
Why does a haircut affect the wedding day? Like, why does a haircut?
I'm gonna give you an example. One of our show pictures, like Morgan number one, dyed her hair so blonde before our last show picture, and it was like that's not even her normal like her normal hair forever. And I was like, well, that's kind of odd looking. Why would you do it right before a picture? Like, get the picture where you look like normal, and then afterward, cut all your hair, do whatever you want to. But when you're gonna have a pic to something that lasts forever, you want it to kind of look like you look forever.
That's like,
and so I don't think she owes her any money, but I think she could have waited a week and donated her hair.
Okay, I couldn't disagree with y'all more.
Why?
Look at these famous people with pixie.
No, that's not the point. That's not the point.
I'm just saying, it's in style. It's not even about the pixie.
It's not even about the pixie cut. That's why I'm not totally on Lunchbox's side with why he's saying
it.
Do
you want a high five?
But I'm saying, if
someone's getting married,
drastic change.
If you want to do anything to yourself, you got to wait till after their wedding day.
If it's drastic and it's close, I think you owe it to the bride by being in all of her pictures to make sure you don't shave your eyebrow off or cut all your hair off. Or yes, I do think
Amy,
that.
That's like at your wedding, one of your husband's groomsmen shows up with a mohawk.
Yeah,
like,
what, for the picture.
That's a great example. No, she didn't show up with a mohawk. She showed up with a cute pixie cut that she donated.
Take the donating out because you could have done that the next day.
Take it all out still.
The donation you can do the next day.
What if she wanted a fresh new cut? Sometimes you get...
Stop.
My only point is... She could have waited after the wedding to drastically change her appearance for a brief period of time. She doesn't owe her anything.
If I'm in your wedding, Bobby, in some way,
and you shave your head bald before my picture,
exactly.
You're out.
You're acting like she shaved her head bald.
But it doesn't matter.
The point isn't
the style of cut.
But if I go for a new me and I show up at your wedding,
don't do that
at the wedding.
Don't do it a week or 2 weeks before. If you're going to do it 3 months before.
Y'all sound like bratty brides right now. Yeah. Y'all are like, guys, Eddie, please, somebody back me up on this.
Bridezilla's over here, you too.
If you're getting drastic. Change your appearance. Either do it way before the wedding or after.
Wow, I'm going to show up to your wedding with no makeup on.
Hold on. Let's go. Morgan number two.
People are going to be like, what's wrong with that girl?
Let's pull in another female here. Morgan number two, you're 25. If you were getting married and one of your best friends had to shave her head, because basically what this pixie cut is, and you, forever she had long hair, she shaves her head before the wedding. How are you feeling about that?
I would have wished she did it after.
Oh,
the
boom!
Yeah.
Yes. It's like one of your bridesmaids showing up with a face tattoo. Like all of a sudden,
Amy's
like, no.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're bratty bridesmaids.
Okay, yeah, because a face tattoo is totally equivalent to a haircut.
It's changing your style.
It's a major change physically. Yes, it's not a haircut.
Oh well, then I guess if your friend has had braces for 5 years, she can wait to take them off.
But now,
if she can get them off the day before your wedding,
you're being extreme.
Braces is not even.
No, I enjoy that one.
Like, if you say
but
you've
braces
only known
is not
her,
a big change.
Yeah, braces is
pretty
nothing.
Big. It's pretty big, but she should stay the way she's looked for the last 5 years.
Listen,
keep the braces.
She could have waited a week. Is my only point.
Maybe she has headgear. She should keep it.
Well, if she's always wearing it, she should keep it.
Yeah,
on.
She should.
Unless it's improvement.
Well, if she had headgear, she probably wouldn't be the bridesmaid.
It's three. That's rude. I hate agreeing with Lunchbox. I hate it so
what?
Much.
My husband had to wear headgear all through junior high.
I hate agreeing with Lunchbox so much.
Yeah,
things like
you
this.
Should.
Good.
My only point is, if you
I need to see a picture of what she looked like before and after.
If you're making a drastic physical change
wow.
and you're in someone else's main picture, you need to wait till afterward. Or just go, hey, I'm probably not going to be in the picture. Because I look so different.
That's ridiculous. You guys are crazy.
So comical to me.
Well, Morgan and Mature agrees with us too.
It's comical to me. I would not. If like my friend wanted to cut her hair.
Amy, if your friend wanted to shave her head and be in your wedding picture. Yes, a pig's got basically shaving her head. Yes, it is.
You would not let her.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Whatever.
She had to cut off so much, she donated the hair. You have to cut out a lot of hair to donate it. So she made
all
it
right,
drastic.
I'm done.
We
I'm done.
Won. Just sound the alarm. We already won.
No.
Hit it.
God forbid you get a spray tan before the wedding. Change your appearance.
I'm ashamed at my outlook on the story.
Yes.
Just, I'm with
Feels
Lunchbox.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Googling this. Bride.
No, title, worst bridesmaid ever. That's what happens.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Maren Morris joined Zedd for his set appearance during Coachella. It was her first time at the festival, and they sang their song, The Middle.
Oh, baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little.
Possibly one of the biggest sing-along songs in the past 5 years that's been put out. Like, period, all formats, doesn't matter. Maren plays it at country shows, pop shows. People sing the crap out of that song. So I can only imagine how loud that was. What else?
Kelsea Ballerini says sharing a stage and hanging out with Reba has helped her think about her future.
She carries country music so well, and I think for a new woman like myself kind of wanting to figure out what legacy I want to leave, getting to know someone like Reba and sharing a stage with her or sharing a wine with her and just getting to know who she is and why she is the way she is has been really, really important.
Yeah, Reba's always awesome and like super nice in situations that she doesn't even have to be. Like if I just see Reba, it's like, Bobby, hey, come on over. No, she doesn't say that, but like
come on over.
But no, she's always super nice. What else?
Brandi Carlile showed up to Pike Place Public Market in Seattle, Washington, and did an impromptu performance with Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
Let it be, let it be, let it be.
I mean, Brandi Carlile, that's cool, but Dave Grohl? Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think we're like burying the headline here, as they say. Like Dave Grohl's playing an impromptu performance in Seattle? That's crazy. All right, there you go.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So sometimes people want to go fishing. Well, this couple decided to go in a remote area where they happen to go out, they're just doing their thing, but all of a sudden they get stuck in mud and they couldn't get anywhere in the boat and they didn't want to get out because it was a crocodile infested area. So they spent 26 hours just stuck in the same position, but they're like, well, we need someone to rescue us. So they were able to write help in the mud and then build a fire, which like sent off a smoke signal, and an air rescue team located them because family members also knew they were out fishing and a remote area, but I don't know, maybe people just don't want to go because of the crocodiles. 26 hours.
Also, Amy, when you do finger quotes, no one can see you that's listening. Only me. Amy does
that's
remote
true.
Area with finger
Look,
quotes.
Check out this picture. This is why they were stuck.
Okay.
In the middle of nowhere.
Is that a truck? They were like, oh, when those wheels start spinning the first time.
Oh, it's a bad feeling.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
No,
and your truck
service.
Gets lower.
And, yeah, the more
so
you
good.
Spend. Well, good. They were smart enough to ride in the mud. They had enough
they
water.
They were smart enough to tell family members, hey, we're going to go fishing in this crazy area. So, yeah, if you're going to go do something, tell someone.
That's what we learned here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe don't go fishing crocodile-infested areas.
In remote places, yeah.
All right, there you go, Amy. Thank you. There you go. Tell me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Nashville, Tennessee. A man walked into a record store and bought a very rare record called Why the Mountains Are Black with a $100 bill. Only problem is counterfeit, and he went back the next day trying to return the record and get some real cash.
Oh, wait, so he bought it with fake money, but then tried to take the record back and get even more real money.
Yeah, the very next day, he went back to the same record store and said, "Ooh, I'd like a refund. I don't really like this album." And they were like, "Hey, you're the guy that bought it," and they called the cops.
Wonder what that record was, though. I never heard of that. I'm trying to over here think, like, what legendary record was that? We were in Modesto, California, and maybe for Fresno. Amy and I went to this record store across the street. Hey, do you remember this?
I do remember this.
And I went and I bought this really cool, I guess the cool kids call it vinyl, a vinyl player.
Yeah.
But it's like, it had like two turntables on it. Old, it's from like the late 60s. And I was so proud of it, and I brought it back home, and I put it in the back room. It just sits there. Never even opened it. I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, you need to play that.
I know, but it's... I know. I spent a bunch of money on it. I mean, I spent like $150 on it.
I think the record store that Lunchbox is talking about is a Jack White's record store.
Wait, in Nashville?
Yeah.
Oh, Third Man Records?
That's right, Bones.
Dang, I wonder if Jack White busted him himself.
Oh, tackled him and held him down.
He's like, "I'm going to hold you up." Dun, dun, dun. That's that. All right, Lunchbox, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Tell me if you think this is romantic or kind of hokey, okay?
Okay.
This couple, Michelle and Ron, they've been dating 12 years, pretty much long distance. They met back in the day in a baggage claim area. So that's where they got married. They got married in the baggage claim area.
Interesting.
So Michelle and Ron exchanged vows at the baggage claim area at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, where they first met April 2007. Her boss had asked her to pick him up on business. And then they were like, "Well, we should get married here because so many times we've met here, not only the first time, but every time since they live long distance." What do you think about that? You think it's romantic or hokey? Lunchbox.
Oh, I think it's so dorky and hokey. You look like fools standing there in the airport. People are rolling their luggage around you as you're getting married. It's a bad look. And if I'm invited, you got to think how expensive it is to park at the airport to come into your wedding. No thanks. Like, very hokey.
The airport was more than willing to help, shutting down the two baggage claim areas to accommodate almost 130 guests.
They have 130 friends that want to see. Oh, my goodness.
Lunchbox just can't believe they had that many
friends. That's crazy.
Helping the newlyweds land their perfect wedding. Listen, I think it's lovely, even. If it's important to both people, then it's important to both people. You know, have your wedding wherever. You want to have it at a In-N-Out Burger, or you want to have it at a terminal where you get your baggage? All good by me.
Go
Amy?
For it. Yeah, I'm fine with it. I mean, whatever works. It's your special day. Like, people get married wherever they want. We're just used to it being in a pretty church or a pretty place outdoors. But, I mean, what's the big deal if it's at where you met?
So my question is, do they, like, when the bride comes out, instead of walking down the aisle, do they lift up the little baggage claim door and she comes out on the conveyor belt?
Like, there you go.
That would be pretty funny.
The whole wedding party, like, comes out.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones,
come on.
This woman who lives in Mississippi drops off her truck. She's like, "Hey, I need some service on the truck," and leaves it. And then she's driving around town and sees her truck driving around town. And somebody who worked at the dealership apparently was using it to run errands.
Oh. They're probably like, "Oh, let's just take this car. No big deal. Nobody will know."
What would you do?
I'd be like, "Excuse me. Why are you in my car?" I guess. And if they were like, "Oh, sorry, couldn't find my keys, but I had your keys because we were going to work on it, so borrowed your car," I'd be like, "Okay, don't wreck it."
So she sees them driving around and apparently follows them just to make sure it's her truck, too, because you need to see the plates and you need to go. There are a lot of trucks that could be mine.
Right. And make sure they're not stealing it.
So the truck parked at Lowe's. So what she does, she pulls out her spare key and steals her truck back.
Ooh.
And then what? She doesn't want to confront them, or she just takes away so they come out and then there's no car.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What a feeling, though, is if you come out and like, "Oh my gosh, the car we're not supposed to be driving got stolen."
Yeah.
Like, I mean, oh my goodness. That is awesome.
She wrote on her Facebook page about this whole thing. She wrote, "Here comes old dummy swinging a shopping bag, and I never checked up. He never looked up. He just stopped and stood in the parking lot. I left him stranded."
Oh, wow.
And now they got a bad review, too. My former stepdad, he had his old Jeep stolen. And he's told this story on the air, too, so I'm not just making it up. But he was hunting, and he came out, and his Jeep was gone. And he was like, wait, what? And he thought he maybe had parked it somewhere else in the woods. So he walks around, can't find it. So he gets a ride back home, and then finds out a few weeks later who had stolen his Jeep. So he climbed a fence and stole the Jeep back and, like, drove it out of there.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty nutty. But that'd be wild to see your own truck driving around. I had one friend who used to... Friend. I had one person I knew who's a friendly acquaintance, and he worked for a valet company, like, pretty high up. And he would just take the cars and drive them. Like, he'd be like, oh, this car's going to be here for a while. Let's just take this car. And we'd get in the nicest cars, and I'd be like, this doesn't feel right. I still rode in them. I'm not going to lie. My integrity didn't stop me from riding.
Yeah.
But he was like, I was also like 19. But it's like, yeah, let's get in this one. So, yeah, man, you don't even know what's happening. When they have your cars, you never know what's happening.
I guess not.
A lot of times, like, valet people will leave music in my car.
Oh.
Like, CDs and stuff. Because... Mm-hmm. You know, because a lot of people that come to town to do music, they're having second and third jobs so they can actually pay their bills while they do music in the daytime and, like, ride. And so...
Good for them trying to get it out there. Didn't, like, Jake Owen leave his CD at the bank for somebody?
Yes, but he gave it to someone who asked for it.
Oh.
It's always kind of weird when there's stuff left in my car that wasn't mine.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, you never know. Might be the next Garth Brooks.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to, like, A&R people. Whatever. And it's on the sides of the...
No,
the
I'm not.
People
I'm
leaving stuff,
like,
on my car now.
Everybody's got a little hustle, you know?
Yeah, hustle. Like, hustle the... And sometimes my gas tank, someone will slide in my gas tank if they can't get in my car.
Really?
They'll slide in that little gap. Yeah.
Oh.
I never listen to it. Right. Not in that way. Because if I do, then, one, I have to do them all. You know what I mean? If there's one thing I am, it's fair, Amy.
That's right.
Thank you. The Bobby Bones Show. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I mean, not really, because sure, you can think you love them, but you don't know anything about them.
Okay. Well, let's take a breath, because I was listening to Caroline Hobby's podcast. It's called Get Real. It's so good, but Abby Smyers, who is Dan from Dan and Shay's wife, so she's on, and she was talking about how she was working at Warner Brothers, the label, when she first heard Dan and Shay's demo before they ever got signed.
And I start listening to them, and it's 22 songs I loved. And I went into my boss, Chris Palmer's office, and I was like, what is this? And they're like, it's these two guys, Dan and Shay. They're like, we're desperate to get them, but every label in town is too. So they're going to be in this week. Like, be sure to go say hi.
In fact, they have 22 songs.
22 songs.
Like,
and they were already and almost done. And that was, it was so crazy.
So that's pre. And now here's a clip where she said that Dan remembers everything about the first interaction. He said it was love at first sight. This is clip 3. Here you go.
Like, Dan remembers every element of that interaction, what I was wearing, like, all of this stuff.
So it's like love at first sight
for him. We always say for him. And I just wasn't even thinking about it,
and
you
it's
know?
Your artist.
Yeah, that just wasn't even close to anything on my mind. He was hopefully going to be my artist, and then he was there. It just never even crossed my mind.
Yeah.
So he was in love with her at first sight. She reached out to me. She was like, hey, I know you were looking for a dog. Like, when you're ready, I'll help you.
Have you seen the dog she's fostering right now?
Yeah.
O-M-G.
Yeah. So
cute.
Dan, well, and Shay, and obviously Abby, they're friends of ours. And so I didn't know the love at first sight from him, his line. And do you think you guys just say that sometimes?
No, like, no, but here's the thing. I think you... Well, obviously, he was really into her if he remembers details of what she was wearing. And I think that's super romantic and special, probably for her to hear back, like him to give those details. But, like, if it works out, then it's like, it was love at first sight.
Right.
Like, I knew I had that feeling. There's been times, like, for example, there was this guy, I remember, his name was Zach, at Texas A&M, and they had this thing on Tuesday nights called Breakaway, and it was, like, this big Christian thing, met at the arena, and there was music, it was awesome, and he walked in one day, and I was like, I can marry that guy. Well, because first of all, he was at a Christian gathering, and I just thought he was, like, so cute. And listen, we got to know each other, and we became friends, and after we got to know each other, there's no way I could ever marry him, you know?
Why?
And
why? What happened? What was wrong with him?
Nothing. We didn't have that kind of relationship. I mean, we kind of hung out thinking, I think maybe we were trying to feel that out, but we just, like, never ended up dating, and I don't think I could have. Then at that point, I couldn't see myself marrying him because I just wasn't attracted to certain parts of his personality. He's a friend. But that was a case where had it worked out, I could have said, kids, night I saw him at Breakaway, I knew he was going to be my husband.
Well, the podcast is called Get Real with Caroline Hobby, and this one's with Abby Smyers. Abby quit her job at Warner for Dan.
Because they
couldn't date and work together. And so she quit her job. And I think people may have been like, wait, you're quitting your job for this boyfriend? And they're married now.
And it worked out
and they're awesome. And they take care of so many dogs, man. It's good. Anyway, check that out. It's called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. That's a good podcast. Let me do this. Top 3 songs in country music right now. Here we go. Your number 3 song this week is Chase Rice, Eyes on You.
It's all your fault, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, if you're there, girl, I've got my eyes on you.
And number 2, Old Dominion, Make It Sweet. I love this one.
'Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me, I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night, 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a room.
Love those guys. Number 1, Brett Young, Here Tonight. New number 1, here you go.
We can just stay here in this minute, lose our track of time. Let the world be known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we're just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight.
Your biggest pop song right now is from the Jonas Brothers, called Sucker. Here's that one.
I'm a sucker for you.
That's a jam too. Yeah. I like that when it comes on. And then the number 1 song in the UK right now is Old Town Road, Lil Nas X. Number 1 UK song.
I got the horses in the bag. Horse stock is attached.
Yeah. It's going number 1 everywhere.
Okay, I just thought you were throwing it in there, but that's
no,
real.
No, it's the number 1 song in the UK. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
The Bob Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this is funny. This website weighs your baby in Big Macs.
It weighs your baby in Big Macs. Like how much your baby, like how many Big Macs if your baby is like 13 pounds.
Yeah. Like, so for example, at 5 weeks, a lot of times, what size is your baby? Oh, it's the size of a pea. At 10 weeks, it's the size of a tomato, blah, blah, blah. Or an heirloom tomato. And so, yeah, now you can just enter in the info and it'll tell you how many Big Macs your baby is.
Oh, okay.
People really get that. So if you want to, just enter in this stuff. It's pretty cool.
I haven't had a Big Mac in so long. And, like, I love the taste of a McDonald's hamburger. I love McDonald's fries. But I love a good McDonald's, like, hamburger, cheeseburger. And it's been a while. The Big Mac, they have the sauce, though, right?
I think there might be a special sauce.
Yeah, I'm not big on the sauce.
I honestly don't think I've ever had a Big Mac. I've had a quarter pounder with cheese from McDonald's when I was a kid. Mm. But I don't know. What makes it a Big Mac?
Well, it's a McDonald's Mac, and it's bigger. And so
it has
a bigger
multiple
burger.
Patties?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm. So
and an extra bun.
Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what else, Amy?
Okay, celebrity pairs that you totally forgot about. Even I was going through some of the people on this list, and I'm like, what? They dated? Like, I totally forgot. So, Nicole Kidman and Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
Rihanna and Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. I don't know that I ever did know they dated. That's interesting.
Nick Lachey and Kim Kardashian.
No, but there's a lot of those Kim Kardashian ones where you go, oh, she used to date him? But yeah, I didn't know they dated.
Sandra Bullock and Ryan Gosling.
Remember that one.
Ryan Reynolds and Alanis Morissette.
Knew that one because they're both from Canada.
Tom Cruise, Sofia Vergara.
No, but wasn't that one of those allegedly that he was trying to like, hey, I'll give you millions of dollars, you be my wife?
Something like that. Yeah, because it says here, it's not clear what in all caps happened between them and for how long, but the paparazzi caught him out one night in 2005, but it
sure
was
they
maybe
caught
some
them out.
Sort of shady thing.
I'm sure they caught them out. They wanted to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then this one, because Carrie Ann Inaba was on Dancing with the Stars with you, or she's the judge. She dated John Stamos.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
Yeah, in the day. It was the early 90s. She was a fly girl on In Living Color.
Oh, way back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any of those other ones?
Robert Downey Jr. and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Oh, you like this girl, Jenna Dewayne. Isn't that the girl that was married to Channing Tatum? So yeah. She used to date Justin Timberlake.
Okay, they're both dancers. All these make sense to me. I don't remember them. You know, you were talking about Nicole Kidman, and as I was catching up on Game of Thrones, They were showing a preview for that.
Big Little Lies or whatever.
Big Little Lies season 2.
Yeah. When's it coming back?
In the next couple months, huh? Maybe quicker? Yeah. And I really enjoyed that first season of that show. All right. What else you got?
Okay, so I don't know. I just thought we could run through this. It's some of the worst jobs in America, and I was just going to break it to us that DJ's on the list.
But we're not DJs. Oh. I know people think we're... Anyway, one, we're not DJs in the sense of, well, first of all, we don't mix music, and I don't even think that's what they're talking about over there. And they talk about radio people. We don't even really... It doesn't matter what music we play.
Well, broadcasters on the list. Are we broadcasters?
Yeah, probably. but not even that. We're like radio talk show host person. We're like podcaster personalities. Because we do the show, we do podcasts. Listen, our jobs probably should be on that list too, but we're not really listed there.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay,
if we were doing an afternoon show playing a bunch of music, I would be like, but yes. Okay. That's the thing. What else is on the list?
Well, if you're looking for a career change, just keep these jobs in mind, because the average pay, projected job growth, and stress here are the worst.
Go ahead. How many you got? Top five?
Sure, top five.
At number five.
Enlisted military personnel.
Because of the stress probably, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and travel.
The pay is low, the stress is high, and you're working your butt off. A lot of times, same as the officers, because you're enlisted, but you don't get paid as much because you don't have a college degree.
Well, let me say that we appreciate you so much if you're doing that, because obviously we in this room...
Yes.
We don't have the nads to do it. Amy's husband did, but other than that... We're all natted out.
He did. Right. He still has the meds.
Hey, you're the judge of that. Number four.
A retail salesperson. I don't really know. Do you think that's stressful?
I did that. The wages are pretty low.
Oh, I guess so.
I think that's part of it.
Bad at selling.
Well, most salespeople aren't paid on commission retail. So when I worked retail, when I worked at Hobby Lobby, there was no commission. You just sold, arts and crafts.
Oh.
There was no reason. Yeah, you just sold major hourly wage. What else?
Number three, newspaper reporter.
Because newspapers are dead-ish.
Yeah.
Ish. The greater surviving, but it's all moving to digital. Everything's digital. It's like this show. I got to be honest with you. Like, much of our listening is after the show's over, people listening where our show, not half yet, but much of it is people listening to the show in cities where the show doesn't air. We're in like 150 cities, but it's like, even in LA, the show is pretty big because people just get on their phone, iHeartRadio, and go, Bobby Bones Show on Demand.
Yep.
So much like newspapers online, and Apple's going to change a lot of that too, because they're doing that subscription where you pay like $8 and you get every newspaper known to man your phone.
Cool.
Yeah. What if you signed up for that and they brought you every paper newspaper? You didn't know how it worked. And all of a sudden you opened your door and it was like, what? All right, what else?
And number two, a logger.
Very dangerous. I've had a couple of friends lose fingers or get really injured logging, because it's just a lot of saw. And not a lot of oversight.
Yeah.
Number one?
And a number one, taxi driver. Does that count, like, if you work for Uber or something?
No, don't think so.
It's legit just taxi.
I believe so, or they'd say rideshare driver. Because, again, when I think about getting a car, I don't even think about taxis anymore. Taxi, I'm like, what is the show from the 70s on Nick at Night? Oh, there's actually a car server, the car that still comes to get you, a yellow one.
Yeah.
In New York, unless I'm in New York working, no, nothing.
No.
So.
There you go. Worst jobs in America.
There you have it.
Uh-huh. Mamie, that's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A disabled veteran in Missouri was out fishing one afternoon when his electric wheelchair got stuck in the mud. And some neighbors came out trying to get it free, but no one was strong enough to move it. By the way, how thick was this mud? How did he get out there?
Yeah.
If it was that thick. So no one could move it. They called the fire protection for help. The firemen came, and they had to pick up the wheelchair with the guy in it. So you're talking about the wheelchair's heavy. The guy's probably heavy. And the battery was almost dead, too. So they switched the wheelchair into neutral mode and pushed him 7 blocks all the way to his house.
Oh, wow.
Lifted him up, got him out of the mud, pushed him all the way home. Took him an hour and a half, and then they got him up to the ramp, put the charger into the battery, and hooked him up. Isn't that cool? Good for them.
Yeah, the video's pretty cool. And did he catch any fish?
I don't know. I tell you, though, I tried to call Arkansas Keith the other day on the air. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, see if we can get him on. And he was like, sorry, my phone wasn't on. We were duck hunting. And he sent me this pic. No, they were turkey hunting. I don't know. You want to see a picture that he sent me?
Yeah.
He said Drew got this one. Oh, yeah, they were definitely turkey hunting.
Let me see this. Oh, that's a nice one.
Dang. Yeah, he didn't answer the phone because he was out.
He's always hunting.
You want to see a picture?
Sure, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
Rest in peace, turkey.
There you go. Hey, shout out to those firefighters. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm on the weirdest junk email list. In the past 3 minutes, I got date hot Russian, chat with 30,000 Russian beauties, give it a try.
So give it a try.
Yeah, I know I did during the break. It's cool. There's also CBD gummies and auto protection headquarters, protect my car, but they all come from the same address. Like, do people buy into this stuff? Like, I would never buy something from junk mail.
I mean, people must.
I would assume so, too. I mean, they wouldn't keep sending them. Let's go over to Amy now, and let's hit that morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What job can everyone see themselves doing? Cleaning mirrors.
Ah, a little riddly joke. All right, there we go. Okay. Thank you.
That was the morning corny.
Here you go. Why upbeat pop songs are more effective at waking up to than like a beeping alarm. You know me, I think having an upbeat song is fantastic for just waking up. And the one they bring up in this article is the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. And so imagine you're waking up. This comes on. For me, it just kind of makes me, even if I'm laying there, I just kind of like dance with my shoulders a little bit. Like I do, it's kind of a mini dance party in the bed. But melodic songs like this, they say, drive away morning slugginess. The grogginess, disoriented feeling in the first hour or two after waking is all like, bleh. But it's caused by an impaired transition from sleep to being awake. It's a whole science thing. But they said, hey, if you actually bring like a song like that that's upbeat, actually takes you from A to B faster. Because you're connecting dots. Connecting mind to body dots. And so I haven't been doing it for a scientific reason, but I wake up to 90s hip-hop most of the time. You know, I tell Alexa to wake me up to a 90s hip-hop playlist on iHeartRadio, and it's like, oh, feeling this. Yeah, anyway, I'd recommend that. I saw another story on that this morning. I do want to say this, that Eddie and I, our two-man comedy music Raging Idiot show, we are playing in Biloxi at the Golden Nugget on May 31st. There are not many tickets left. And so if you want to come, RagingIdiots.com. And Bailey Bryan will be opening up for us, by the way. So this is cool. Here's Bailey Bryan right here.
And I got a new perspective, all because you respect this. Finally liking what I see.
So if you're down in that Gulf Coast area, Eddie and I, the Raging Idiots, coming to Biloxi, Golden Nugget Casino. Come spend your money and go to the casino, do all that. But RagingIdiots.com, first show up for us.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, you know what I watched? It was really good. It was Black Klansman.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. You'll love it. I think Lunchbox saw it back in the day.
Yeah.
I saw it.
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. Amy, you saw it too?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I was on the airplane. And it may have been free on the Southwest where you open your computer and it's like, maybe that was. Or maybe, I don't know, the other movie I want to watch is that On the Basis of Sex about RBG, the Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know this show.
You know, it's not a show. It's like a documentary on her. Yeah. You know who she is?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know if it's any good. But I thought Black Klansman was really great.
Okay.
So here's the game. Speaking of movies, only one actor has been in all three of these movies. Okay. I'll give you three movies. Tell me the one actor that's in common. Ready, Amy?
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet, Shutter Island, and Django Unchained. What actor has been in all three of those? Romeo and Juliet, Shutter Island, and Django Unchained.
I'm in.
Go ahead.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's correct. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Who's been in Winter's Bone, Joy, and Silver Linings Playbook?
Winter's Bone?
Winter's Bone. She won an Oscar for this movie.
What's that lady's name that never won an Oscar? Meryl Streep.
No. That's Jennifer Lawrence. Remember Joy with the Mop?
Yep.
Silver Linings Playbook.
That's a good one. True story, too.
Anyone see Winter's Bone?
Nope.
Never heard of it.
I think she was from Arkansas. Wasn't that in Arkansas, based in Arkansas? Okay, here we go. Eddie.
Come on.
Speed, The Proposal, and Gravity. What actress has been in all those movies? Speed, The Proposal, and Gravity.
My first thought, Keanu Reeves, but I'm going Sandra Bullock.
That's correct.
Woo!
Boy, that Gravity. I watched Gravity, and I was like, when is it going to, like, gravitate?
You didn't like it?
It's just so slow. Amy, you're still in the game here.
Yep.
American Hustle, American Psycho, and The Big Short.
Oh,
American
shoot.
Hustle, American Psycho, and The Big Short.
Ugh, I don't know. Amy Adams?
No, Christian Bale. You know, speaking to him, I watched Vice.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Really?
That was fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah, and it was getting some bad reviews. Probably, like, just because it's politically based a bit. But I thought it was super good.
Oh, and Christian Bale's in that. Republicans that don't like it.
Maybe. It's not so much Republican versus Democrat, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because it's like a story about...
About him.
Him, but I mean...
Dick Cheney.
And Christian Bale put on so much weight for this role.
Yeah, it's almost unrecognizable.
He looks just like Dick Cheney.
And the guy that plays George W. Bush looks just like... I mean, the acting in it is fantastic. And it's like kind of funny, but kind of real. And you learn about a lot of this Middle East stuff that I didn't really know all the way how it happened back in the day. Eddie, to win, you're the last one up.
All right, come on, Bones.
Can you name the one person in common in Office Space, Marley and Me, and Dumplin'?
What?
Office Space. Probably my second favorite movie of all time.
Oh, it's a great movie, and I know the actors in it.
Marley and Me and Dumplin'.
Bones, I'm going to have to go Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh, that's correct.
What?
Yeah, there he is. Play that guy's song. Woo! There he goes. There he is, our big champion, Eddie, for today.
Yeah, I forgot Jennifer Aniston was in Office Space, so I thought about it.
And Dumplin'.
I've never seen that.
And Marley and Me. Yes, which is what the game is all about. Woo! Yes, yes. Bobby Bone, come on. In North Texas, there's a pizza place called Mr. Jim's Pizza. They had to shut it down because health inspectors went in and found out that three employees put a laxative into the pizza for another employee.
Oh, oh no. Uh-huh. Golly, yeah. That's just so wrong.
A resident had told police that an employee at the Mr. Jim's posted on social media they put the laxative in the food. Like, okay, don't do it, but if you do it, don't put it on social media. But don't do it, but if you do it, like, don't put it on social media. Police officers say they went into the business and found that three employees put Miralax onto at least one pizza that another employee ate. According to police, the employee ate the pizza was sick. And that's serious trouble. You mess people's food, that's like a felony.
Yeah.
There was another, speaking of food, a 5-year-old Michigan boy called 911 just to ask for McDonald's. And so when anyone calls 911, that's serious.
Yeah.
And who knows if they're calling to ask for McDonald's, frankly, as a code.
Oh, yeah.
But so a 5-year-old boy calls. His grandmother was sleeping. He literally wanted McDonald's, but they had to send the cop out to check on it. And so you know what the cop did?
Got a McDonald's.
Got a McDonald's.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. He thought, well, I'm driving past McDonald's on the way there. I might as well get him something. And the officer, the first thing he said to the boy was, eat the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell your grandma.
Yeah.
So he ate that there. Isn't that cool?
Cute. Love
I mean, the kid shouldn't have been doing that, but that's cool. I've been out in California. My allergies just aren't that bad out here in California. It's crazy. I've been gone for like 2 days to do American Idol. I did some stuff last night. I fly back today, but it's like I'm out here and I'm not breathing in this blanket of pollen all the time. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. We live in Nashville, Music City, where we base our show from, but it's the worst place for people that need to use their nose and throat. They're all the singers everywhere, but it's the worst place for pollen and singing. We should move Music City.
Okay, where?
The Bahamas.
Ooh, good idea.
I'm down.
No pollen down there. Probably expensive to get a Southwest flight out to get a gig, but still, no pollen there. So, like, I come in and I'm like, ugh. I've been okay, but Hillary apparently recorded us doing vocal warm-up-ish stuff. Because what happens is Amy and I walk into a little room, and we just start recording commercials as soon as we get here, like our warm-up. And so, and I don't warm up a ton. In my car, I'll sing a lot as I drive to work. But here I am. I don't know what I'm doing. She just said this is a clip. Here I am getting my voice ready this morning.
Born to love again.
A brand new man.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire and your faith, faith, faith,
faith,
faith.
Come on.
Nice.
Those are vocal warm-ups.
Mm-hmm.
I like how you joined in there, too.
I was actually just going, doing it.
Trying to clear it. Amy's like, I'm born to love again.
Like I was legit doing your harmonies.
Yeah. I don't know about legit. Yeah. And I'm just
you
like,
hear that?
And I'm
good.
Just like making noise over there. Saw that. You know what's going to come up later on the show? Jana Kramer is going to call us because she's in a bunch of drama. She posted that she would not hire a hot nanny because her husband's had some infidelity issues. And what about you, Amy? If there's a super hot nanny and she came up, she's like, I like to work here.
I'm going to look at her qualities. If she fits.
Super hot.
Yeah, super hot. That's fine. Can she wear a turtleneck?
Wasn't there an issue at one point where the girl was too hot or no?
Yeah, but you were the concern, not my husband.
Well, I don't like to use the word concern.
Okay, you were the issue.
Why was that the issue?
No, that is legit not what it was. I'm joking. We ended up just going a different direction, but I do remember texting you being like, I'm pretty sure if we hire this girl, you're going to want to date her. And then the problem is if you started dating her and then it didn't work out and then she was awesome.
Not always true.
Not always true. Either y'all could work out or not work out. Either way, there's a 50-50 chance y'all are not going to work out. And then it's going to get awkward when you come over and she's there, or if she has to bring the kids to work.
Or we get married. Also.
And then she quits because she's like, I don't need to work.
Oh, because she married me?
Just kidding.
That's funny. That's a big twist I was not expecting. I was on Very Cavallari, whatever, this last week. I didn't talk about it much beforehand because it was up against American Idol. Yeah, and I recorded like a year and a half ago, but I didn't see it. Did you see it? I just saw the internet clip.
I haven't seen it live. I've only seen the clip, but my husband and I have it on our list to go back and watch. Apparently,
like that's someone I went out with for a while that you're still great friends with.
Yeah, but I mean, even with her, I was like, could y'all just please not date? Please, be great.
Amy's rooting for me not to date people.
Well, did it
also,
work out?
Also, I'm over here lonely, just looking for anybody. All right.
Funny in that clip, though. I'm Very Cavallari, though.
Thank you.
There was something you did that was like really funny.
Thank you, Amy. I'm pretty funny. I don't know if you know this or not, but I made my living by observations, saying funny things. You know, that's all.
Come on!
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Piper Smith is a sixth grader, and her mom was dropping her off for school when the mom went into cardiac arrest. And Piper's like, oh no, what am I going to do? Piper starts doing CPR on her own mom.
How old is the kid?
Sixth grade.
Okay, so 12?
12 years old? Yeah. Saves her own mom's life, brings her back with CPR. What in the world? I just think as a sixth grader, your mom's dropping you off in the little carpool line, and you got to do CPR.
I'm probably going, I don't put my mouth in my mom's mouth.
You would not think that.
In sixth grade, I'd probably be like, oh, I don't know. Like, I would do it.
You would.
But it would be like if I went down Lunchbox and you had to give mouth to me.
No, that'd be weird.
But you would do it.
But y'all, this is life or death.
I know.
You wouldn't even think about it.
I know.
You're telling me you would think about it?
Oh, you would think about it for sure.
You wouldn't think about not doing it, but you just think about it. It's like, I got to put my mouth on Lunchbox's mouth, and then I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah, the 911 operator walked her through exactly what she needed to do, and she did it.
Amy, if I went down.
Yeah.
Before you put your mouth on mine, you wouldn't be like, I'm about to do this, but it's kind of weird.
I guess so, in a life or death situation, your brain doesn't do that. You just go, maybe?
I don't know. I think you'd be more comfortable if Bobby went down than if I went down. You'd be like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, who would you be more comfortable with?
Let's just be real.
Who would you be more comfortable giving CPR to?
I'm telling you, I don't know that I would think
it'd
about
all be,
it.
Okay, there you
I'd
have it.
I'd just be like, okay, I need to get on that.
Is that what you would think? Huh?
Really?
All right. She's been looking for her turn. All right. There you go. That's a good news. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I got a couple things here, and we'll start with this level of the story. A guy goes, hey, is it crazy that my wife goes out and she takes a ring off when she goes to the bar just so she can get free drinks? This is level one of the story.
Okay.
Like, Amy, if you were going out, and you're like, I just don't want to pay for drinks. So you take your wedding ring off. How would you feel about that, first of all?
I don't think I wouldn't do that. But that's, I mean, I think it's
but
funny.
But drinks are expensive.
I know they are. But I guess I would be like, I want to be able to buy my own drinks.
Okay. Now, how would your husband feel about that?
I don't think he would like that. I mean, maybe he would kind of like that I was saving us money and I was
now
actually thinking about saving us money because a lot of times he's better at that than I am. But no, at the end of the day, he wouldn't like it because he would know probably how that would feel as a guy. Like there may be some weird, not expectations, but a guy may be like, oh, maybe she's into me. I'm going to keep buying your drinks. And then you have to handle this awkward moment where you're like, oh, BTW, I'm married.
Okay, so this happened for a while and they kind of fought about it a little bit. But then he goes, I wonder if I go too, and she does it, so I can like watch, and then we both get free drinks.
So he just, yeah, like,
he kind
but
of embraced
if, you can't,
it.
If you can't beat him, join him.
I think he could beat him. I think she was going to stop doing it, but he's like, you know what, I'll go too and get free drinks. How do you feel about that situation?
I mean, that just seems shady, but like, he should be like, honey, I got your drinks. I'm going to go out with you, and I'm going to buy our drinks. I don't need some other guy to buy me drinks.
Here's the thing, right? If you're a dude and you're buying drinks for someone, that risk is all on you. Someone's messing with you. Someone's not. Like, it's just a weird, again, I'm not a drinker, so I never just go up to somebody and go, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
But is it Lunchbox, is that like the thing? Is that like the thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a show-off thing. Like, hey, you want me to get you a drink, girl? Like, it's
that's how it happens. Let me go to Morgan number two, who's currently in the scene.
Morgan
number two, is that the thing?
Yeah, I mean, that definitely happens.
But is it easy? Like, you know on a Friday night, like, I don't want to pay for drinks tonight. I won't have to.
Yes. Yes, you know it. If you're a good-looking girl,
I would say 80% of the time it's that easy, yes.
And is that a guy's first line? Like, hey, can I buy you a drink? Like, just to say hello, is that the easiest icebreaker?
Yes, definitely at the bar. Easiest icebreaker, go to the bar, let's get a drink.
And how long do you have to stay with them?
I try to stay for at least 30 minutes. If I'm more interested, I may stay with them the whole
30
night.
30 minutes?
For one drink?
Wow, you are dedicated.
I am making like $7 or $14. How much are drinks? I don't know.
One drink can be like $14 or $16.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of drinks are you drinking, girl?
That's like a vodka Sprite.
What?
No.
I just...
On Broadway,
Vegas.
It's been a minute since I guess I've bought a drink.
I like the fact that everyone's arguing with Morgan number two, and she's out every weekend, and she actually knows. So you will spend 30 minutes with a dude who buys you one drink?
I mean, yeah. I just feel bad. I'm not good about running away. I should probably get maybe a little better about that, but
you
I'm just not good.
Run away if you just had to buy you a drink.
Just run. Yeah. Grab it. Take the drink and just run. Take off running.
Man, it's a real bummer to be a guy these days.
Tell me about it.
$14 for a drink downtown?
I'm going to tell you a little bit why. Listen.
That's like Vegas.
Guys, girls, regardless, we all have our things. But you know what's tough for guys?
What?
Is that short guys, there's really nothing they can do.
What do you mean?
To be taller.
Oh, well, yeah, they can wear.
And that's something, like guys can go and put these crazy standards on women. Women can put crazy standards on guys. But, you know, Amy, if I were like, hey, Amy, I don't like your eyes. You can put makeup on. If a guy's short, there's nothing he can do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He can't.
That's really the only thing.
Stretch out the spine.
Like, let's say I needed to put on a little weight. Or as a girl, if you're like, hey, you're too skinny, put on some weight or lose some weight, and you were trying to do it, you could actually do that. A guy can't get taller.
But there's going to be girls that are attracted to small. There's shorter girls. There's smaller girls. They're looking for.
Morgan, number two, would you date a guy your height?
I mean, yeah, I'm really short, though. I'm 5 foot tall. So at that point, I mean, they're really, really, really short.
Would
so,
you date a 5 foot two guy, Morgan number two?
Yeah. At that point, he's still taller than me.
Yeah.
I don't know, Amy. I'm just saying. I just have friends that are short, and they're like, there's nothing I can do. Like, I can't. Like, everybody else can, like, work out or eat right. I can't get taller.
Oh, really?
It's a thing.
I mean, I know you can't get taller, but I didn't know it was something that was really weighing on people.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, my friend Jana Kramer is on. It seems like, Jana, that you had said maybe a few days ago that you weren't going to allow a hot nanny around your kids because your husband is past infidelity. Is that true?
Okay. Oh, my God.
By the way, I'm so scared to say anything because I feel like everything I say is either taken out of context or whatever. But here's the thing. I'm not saying that I wouldn't. Okay. Like, how do I say this properly? So, yes, in my podcast, Wind Down, I said that I wouldn't hire a hot nanny, but it's not because of my husband's infidelity.
Okay. Why then would you not hire a hot nanny?
Okay. I mean, I just, what I said was sometimes I think it's playing with fire. So it's like an alcoholic walking into a bar, right? Like you're just kind of playing with fire a little bit. And I've looked at past nanny stories about, you know, the celebrity husbands cheating with the nanny. But at the end of the day, though, and I was just really trying to create a conversation, but I think I had so much backlash about it because it's like all these nannies are like, well, I'm hot, so now you're discriminating against me being hot. I'm like, that's not what I was trying to say. I get why they think that. But for me, I just was saying, like, look, it could be dangerous, but at the same time, no matter what someone looks like, if my husband or if I want to cheat, we're going to cheat no matter what anyone looks like. So, yes, you know, I do get that part of it. I was just saying, like, you know, you might be playing with fire if you bring that into your house and it's 24/7 year round that, maybe.
Okay, well, let me say a couple things. I think Amy has something to add, too. I love sweets. Love candy. Right. Love sweets. Love cookies. There's a reason I don't put them on my counter.
Yes.
Because
exactly,
I will eat them. And I know that I shouldn't be eating cookies. I know that cookies are not good for me, and most of the time, I'm not going to eat the cookie. Amy, I have pretty strong willpower, right?
No, you like the strongest of anybody that I know.
But if I love cookies, and I have a cookie problem, and I have cookies always around me, eventually, I might take a nibble of the cookie. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? You never want to discriminate the hot nannies of the world. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Hot,
like, that's
hot
a group.
Unite. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, no, I mean, literally, like, the nanny boards are, like, slaying me right now. I'm like, look, people, I'm not, like, so my past nannies have all been beautiful girls. They really have. And at the end of the day, like, if my husband's going to cheat, if I'm going to cheat, like, we're going to cheat. It doesn't matter. But I'm just saying, like, when you're around someone 24/7, again, that could be a potential, like you're saying, like, having, like, the real, like, chocolate in your house.
Yeah. I would just like to say, I don't think, I will voice my opinion with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you said, because mostly that's how you feel. And we're getting in the butthurt society of you can't say anything without worrying about some dumb backlash. Hey, here's the thing, Janet. If hot nannies come to pick at you, let me know where, because I will come. And I will
hang.
Yeah. I will hang out. I will join. I won't mean it, but I'll join. And it'll be the greatest day of my life.
Oh my gosh. That makes me think of the time when, Jana, when we were interviewing nannies, it was so funny because I wasn't concerned about this one hot girl. I mean, she was gorgeous. I couldn't stop staring at her. I was like, she is so pretty. And she was so qualified. She had like a master's in child psychology or something. I'm like, this is perfect. And I was never like, my husband, that thought never came into my mind. I was like, she could work in our home. But my main thing in my mind was, oh my gosh, Bobby's going to want to date her.
And then Amy didn't want to hire her because of that, which is still discrimination, Amy, for whatever reason. That's discrimination.
I discriminated against the hot nanny because my work husband might want to date her.
Yes.
And that's fine. He can date her. But when they break up, I don't need things to be awkward.
That's Janet. The reason I wanted to put you on one is because I want to tell everybody, listen to the Wind Down podcast with Janet Kramer. WHINE.
I don't know though, because people might get too fired up.
No, that's what you want. That's what you want. Here's my point. You said, I don't think you said anything wrong. I think you had an opinion. I think it's based on the circumstances in your life. I think if you have any opinion, people are going to get upset about it. And
so how do you deal with that, though? That's my question. Like, how could, because you are so, I mean, talk every single morning. Like, how do you deal with that then?
You deal with it
having
by
your opinion.
You just having 1,000 opinions, and eventually you just go, nothing matters. Like, who cares? People are going to get mad at everything I say, and I have opinions. And at the end of the day, they're just going to get angry, and I just have to deal with it. You didn't offend anyone. Really? You offended hot nanny. You know what? Hot people get everything all their life anyway. So what? Janet Kramer won't hire you. You know, get over it, hot people.
But here's the thing. I still, like, every single one of my, like, my one nanny texted me. She's like, am I ugly? And I was like, oh my God. I was like wrecked. I was like, Brittany, you are beautiful. Like, but I was just like,
it was a conversation. It was literally a conversation. Yes.
Honestly, it was the photo that I saw on Tara.com. It was inappropriate. And not because her boobs are hanging out, but I think when you go to a job interview, whether you have, you know, I just dress appropriately for the job. And I'm not discriminating against big boobs, but then they're like, well, women's rights, and you're discriminating against the fact that I have boobs. And I'm like, well, if you're wearing a bathing suit to a job interview, is that appropriate? I don't think so.
Would you hire a dude, Danny?
Yeah, but if he was, you know, if he walked into the interview with a bathing suit on, no, I like dress for the like your interview.
What if he showed up in just a banana hammock and a half belly t-shirt?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe.
Well, listen, I think everyone should listen to the Wind Down podcast with Jana Kramer. I also think they should check out her song "Beautiful Eyes." And you know what else, Jana? You don't want to hire a hot nanny? You have to hire a hot nanny. That's it.
You know what? I'm gonna hire one for you. All right, boo.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Listen, we're playing Beautiful Eyes right now, but I just wanted to get you on and let you say, and also me step in support, that mostly it's just if you have an opinion, you should be allowed to have an opinion. You're not hurting animals. You're not hurting kids. You're not being anything except someone who has a show. Go listen to Wind Down. I love it. Listen, I'm with you. Amy, how do you feel? Are you pro-Jana or anti-Jana?
I think that...
Oh, Amy, be nice.
No, I'm pro you. It's your home. It's your family, right. Your kids. You're having someone come into your space. You have every right to pick the perfect person that's going to be there for your family. And yeah, somebody that's like flaunting it all may not be the perfect person.
And embrace the time anybody picks up any news about you like this that's really not like hurtful, because people are just going to your podcast. Yeah, like I love it. When people get mad at me and it becomes a thing, I'm like, all right, come on, check out the show. That's all I root for. All right, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll talk to you soon. And you know what? Go hire like the never mind. All right.
What?
I did hire someone and she's beautiful. So okay. It's all good.
My favorite part of this whole thing is that she had a nanny text her, am I ugly?
My favorite part is that there's a hot nanny message board that I need to find the URL as soon as I hang up with Jana. All right, Jana.
You really do.
Gotta go. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Jana Kramer, a good friend of the show, and got in trouble for saying she wouldn't want to hire a hot nanny. I've been told my microphone doesn't work when I turn it down. Everybody can still hear me clear my throat. I have allergies going on still. They're getting better. But can you hear this, Amy?
Yes.
What? I turned my microphone off.
No.
Oh.
You didn't.
I did, though. Okay. Okay, regardless. I don't care. What? I'm no professional broadcaster. I mean, I guess I am, but...
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Lunchbox revealed to us that he's getting $10,487 back on his income tax return.
Yeah.
You know when it's coming
Woo!
In?
No.
When does it usually come in?
A couple weeks.
And what are you planning to buy with it?
Man, I really don't have anything on the docket right now. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Would you save it for your baby's college?
No.
Oh, no, of course not. Well, I have here the top things Lunchbox will probably spend his tax return on.
Oh, wow.
At number 10, buying an iPhone from this decade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He has an old one.
What do you have over there?
This one?
This
one. Four?
I don't know. I mean, it's just an iPhone in a case.
At number 9, opening a daycare.
Oh, genius.
I know
Bobby
that's
Bones Babies.
Oh, yeah.
I laugh when he calls it that.
That's a good name.
No.
I don't want to put my name on a daycare. And how is a daycare genius? They're all over the place.
Like yeah, because there's waiting lists for 2 years.
But you're on a waiting list because you're a legit daycare that has a reputation. Like it's gonna take you a while to build that up.
No, any daycare you go to is 2 years to get in.
Oh.
Really? So you have to like predict when you're getting pregnant? I haven't even met a girl yet, and I'm like, I'm probably just in case.
People are on there that aren't even pregnant. They sign up in advance.
Really?
Yep. It's crazy.
At number 8 of the top 10 things Lunchbox will probably spend his tax return on, a luxury all-gold squatty potty.
Oh.
I do have 2 squatty potties in my house.
You love them, huh?
Oh, they're great. They're the best thing ever. And if you have a problem, use a squatty potty. You'll never go to the bathroom the same again.
What do you mean a problem?
Like it's the bathroom. You put your feet on it, right?
Yeah, it's better. It's scientists prove or doctors say that's the position you're supposed to be in when you sit on the toilet.
Oh, okay.
But, like, would you buy a gold one with your money?
That'd be awesome if they have them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get me a travel one, too, carrying my suitcase.
See? Yeah. At number 7, the things Lunchbox will probably spend his tax return on, renting a Lamborghini, actually, with his first 20th high school year. We called. They said it was like $1,500. You can afford it with this.
I know. And my high school reunion is coming up June 8th. Get ready, folks.
Number 6, blowing it all on scratch-off lottery tickets.
Well, I wouldn't go all scratch-offs. You got to go some quick pick and Powerball.
Number 5, a hot tub boat.
Woo!
He's been wanting that.
What happened to your jet ski that you waited so long in your life to buy?
I got my jet ski.
Like, that's when you made it.
That's when I made it in life.
When you bought your jet ski.
When I bought my jet ski. Let me tell you, that... Man, I've never felt like a more accomplished human than when I bought that jet ski and drove it home, and I was just like, man, I am awesome.
But how do you get on it now? We never hear about it.
Well, I mean, I only get on it, like, once a year now, because it's still down in Texas.
Oh. Why don't you bring it to Tennessee?
Because I don't have anywhere to store it. I don't have a garage.
Huh.
See, they're marinas. You can keep it there.
Yeah, it costs money.
Okay. You just have $10,000. Here. You know what? At number four... a marina to store your jet ski.
Yeah,
yeah, there you go. And number three, a plane ticket to see one of the teen moms in jail.
Well, none of them are in jail, guys.
Oh, they got out.
Yeah, stop. Amber Portwood's been released. Oh. I mean, they're all living the high life now.
Lunchbox at one point left the show. We let him go to Indiana.
Well, no. I was going to go to the release if I got a response from her when she was getting out of jail or visit her, and Amber Portwood never responded to my letter.
You wrote her letters in prison.
Yeah, because I feel like when she went to prison, everybody forgot about her, and I wanted to let her know that I still thought about her and cared about her.
He did. He wrote her letters. It's never weird. Heard back. Did you ever tell her that? You ever met her?
Oh, well, she was in the studio, and I forgot to tell her. I was too nervous.
You didn't even tell... I had her in.
Yeah, it was her and Kaylin. They came in. You guys surprised me, and I had to ask them 10 questions and figure out
who
they were.
You didn't even mention that you wrote her letters in jail?
I guess I don't think I did.
Lunchbox is getting $10,000 back on his tax return. Number two, to pay for an attorney once he gets audited.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I got free attorneys. I got attorneys in my corner.
And number one, the number one reason, number one thing Lunchbox will do with his tax return is... pay to get his baby into USC.
Oh.
There we go. Thank
Aunt
you very
Becky.
Much.
You know what we've learned from that scandal, though?
What?
That Aunt Becky's daughter is hot.
What on earth? I haven't even seen a picture of her.
How old is she? 18?
She's in college.
She's in college.
Like, she's a hot chick.
Okay.
Have you guys not looked at pictures and been like, okay, yeah, that girl's hot.
She looks like a way younger
Aunt
Becky.
Yeah, she looks very, very
young. Yeah, look her up on Instagram, dude. She is a smoke show.
What's her name?
Aunt I Becky's, don't like hearing Aunt you Becky's talk daughter. About 18-year-olds being so hot and that
I don't know how
Google
old she is.
Them.
She might be 19. She's okay. In college.
Still, it's like...
How old is Aunt Becky's daughter?
I'm looking at pictures.
How old?
19.
She looks as of when?
Who cares? She's 19. No matter if she was born yesterday, 19. She's good at 18, so I'm a year in the clear.
Oh my gosh. I'm a year
I'm
in
out.
The clear.
Dude, go look at her Instagram, though, dude.
In the clear. I'm good.
You're
I'm
looking
good.
At family photos. She's on... boats and stuff laid out in bikinis, and you're like, okay.
I'm good. I'll take your word for it.
So if you weren't married, 19 would be okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're joking.
Why would I be joking? There's no
18,
problem with it.
You're right now at almost 38 years old. You date an 18-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as if she's still a senior in high school, but she's 18?
Nope. Once the tassel goes across the... switch
hey,
to the other side.
Once the tassel, worth the hassle.
Yeah, exactly. When they walk out of graduation,
I don't live by that. I just
perfect.
Made that up.
When they throw their cap in the air, yeah. They're good to go.
Okay. Well, let us know when you get your money.
I will.
Oh, when wow. She does just look like Aunt Becky.
Yeah, like
she's hot.
Like we get
no,
it.
No, we get it. She's very, very pretty.
What? What'd you say?
She's very, very pretty.
Okay, so it's okay for Amy to say, but
I'm
saying...
I didn't say have you been to her Instagram? She sprawled out on boats and bikinis.
Are you on her Instagram right now?
She's a smoke show. Yes.
Is she sprawled out on boats?
I don't know. So far, I just
sprawled out. Just sounds so creepy.
No.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox. Let us know when you get the money. Let us know what you do with it. Will you do something immediately with your money?
Yeah.
Let us know when you get that check. All right. Bobby Bone, come on. You see Adele and her husband are splitting up.
Oh, I didn't.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
It's me.
Yeah, I saw a couple days ago they were splitting, but then... I was reading this. They'd been together 7 years, no prenup, and it could be nutty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did she just have a baby?
I'm not sure, but they're saying that without a prenup, she could owe him $80 to $90 million.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot. And you know what? They probably thought they were going to be together forever. Outside circumstances probably popped in. Life happens.
Yeah, maybe he inspired some of her music.
Yeah. Adele and her husband Simon have sadly separated.
It was an, you know what? A lot of people are happy because they think she'll make some sad music. Because that's where she's, they're like, thank goodness she can make some more sad music that we love so much. Yeah, so they say Adele could be forced to pay $90 million to her husband in one of music industry's biggest divorces. They have a six-year-old. Don't they have another baby or no? Or is Amy just thinking about 6 years ago?
No way. She definitely gave birth before 6 years ago, right?
I don't know. Anyway, I just saw that. Thought I would share that. I hope they get through that okay. Let's talk about today. Well, Amy, come on over to you. What's happening today in your life?
Let me see. I have like four podcast interviews today, so...
What's going to be up on the episode of the Four Things with Amy Brown this week?
This week, we're going to have, well, I'll have like a health and fitness person on to talk some stuff. People are really into that. I get more requests for anything health related. I'm going to be talking cold showers and why you should be taking them like every single day.
No way. I cannot. Amy, I go into, this is me in a cold shower. Ready? All right, I'm going to do it. I put my arm in. Oh, I'm out. I'm done. No more. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Just miserable.
Yeah. But all that's prepping for Tuesday's episode, but today, or Thursday's episode, but since today's Tuesday, my Q&A is up, so people can listen to the question and answer one. What about you?
I'm flying back home. I fly back in today from California, and I go right into draft prep, because the NFL draft is on ABC, and I'm like a reporter. The guy said they saw me in a bunch of ABC commercials. Ed, did you see me in a commercial?
Yeah.
I did, man. It was awesome. It was.
Amy, did you?
I did.
Oh, you guys all did?
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. My husband was like, oh, man. I mean, obviously, he would never. But he's like, that'd be so awesome if, like, you know. He's just, like, super jealous. You're going to be right down there in the mix of it all. And he's like, I got to just, like ask. I don't know. He may geek out and ask you, like, questions on how it was. Or he wishes he was in your pocket.
He's a big fella. Yeah. It's a big pocket.
I don't know. You're just living like his dream right now or something.
I'm just going to be a reporter during the draft. I mean,
you're there at the draft. So.
Yeah. So I land. I'm supposed to have a quick dinner with a friend tonight and then draft prep and then the draft Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, flying in. And then I have a Bobby cast with Matt from Parmalee tomorrow, the lead singer of Parmalee.
Oh, cool.
There's one with Lauren Jenkins up, Jesse James Decker. So you can check all those out. Just go to search Bobbycast. If you like music and the stories behind songs, search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to your podcasts. So mostly I'm just flying back. It's a long flight. So I'll hopefully sleep on the plane. Lunchbox, what's up today?
I got some errands to run, including going to the grocery store so I can feed the family and then take a nap and watch some basketball tonight. That's about it.
You do the grocery shopping for your family?
Yep, because my wife works all day, and I got a couple hours in between me picking up the kid from daycare, and so I go to the grocery store because it's convenient.
Do you do full grocery shopping? Like, you handle the groceries? That's pretty cool, if so.
I mean, I know what recipe I can make, so I go get those six items, and that's considered grocery shopping to me. I don't know if that's what you mean, but like when we need toilet paper, toothpaste, all that stuff, she goes on the weekends.
But if you have to do like full grocery shopping, like to line up for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, definitely she goes. I can't.
Okay,
so you're not the lost. No.
Okay.
I go and pick out like one meal that I know how to cook or I know how to prepare and I know the ingredients and I know exactly where they are. Those are what I'll go get.
So you do some light grocery shopping, which is nice too, I guess.
Light grocery shopping, I guess you call it.
All right, well, there you have it. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you on Wednesday's show. Thanks to Jana Kramer for popping in today and... you know, kind of letting us know what's going on with the big controversy happening with her right now. She's feeling the heat for something she said. Go back and listen to the show, Bobby Bone Show On Demand. Have a great rest of the day. We'll see you Wednesday. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones Show.